it's a pretty major development. It's a several million dollar investment by a company in the site, and it'll entail a complete rebuild of the existing sheepyards on site. The sheepyards will also entail an undercover area for buyers within that sheepyard facility. The cattle yards that are on site currently aren't capable of holding heavy prime cattle, so that's a complete new yard will be built there also. There'll be 60 selling pens, and that entire selling area will be covered by a bit over 2,000 square metre roof. So it's completely enclosed, soft flooring for the cattle on site, so looking after best animal welfare.
Well, this sounds like some of the bigger sale yards that we see interstate, centres like Wagga Wagga or Bendigo now.
Yes, that's right, Rose. It's equivalent with anything else available throughout Australia. And we've done a lot of research to make sure that we've, in fact, supplying the best facilities that we can. So we've taken the technology that we've seen elsewhere and brought it to the state.
So when do the contractors, when do the backhoes come in?
Well, just come from a meeting with our engineers to come in and conduct this interview, Rose. So as soon as we can get sign off on our plans, we'll be underway. We're looking at having the yards commissioned by mid-February 2014, so we can conduct our first of our autumn sales on site in March.
Now, you say several million dollars. What's the economic rationale for all of this?
Okay, the rationale from our perspective is that we've seen dwindling numbers of cattle being represented at our regional yards around the state. We hold 11 yards in total around the state, and some of those are used once or twice a year. Others are used more regularly, such as the Bridgewater site, which is a weekly sale. Coib is a weekly sale, and obviously Killifatty is a weekly sale. Coib is a really important yard for us, and we'll continue to have strong support there. In fact, we're spending a couple of $100,000 at Coib and upgrading those yards as well as part of this process. It's the old saying, you build it and they will come. Well, we're hoping that'll be the case here.
I assume, though, this spells the death knell for Killifatty, given Roberts puts in, what, 80% of the stock through there?
No, in fact, our competitors, Elders, would yard the majority of the stock there. But yes, we won't be supporting Killifatty moving forward. Our emphasis will be on Piranha. Killifatty, I guess, in our view, it's got a timeline. The council's obviously reviewing the future of that, and I guess somebody needed to take a leadership role in what facilities are going to be available. And we felt as though it was, with the uncertainty over Killifatty, that it was prudent that we brought our plans forward and announced to the market that we'll take some leadership on this and provide the market with what we think it needs.
Would you take, though, Elders to your new sale yard complex?
No, this is the short answer. We did involve industry and look for outsourcing the building of these new yards. We had a number of discussions with Elders and third parties about developing a yard here. Unfortunately, all those discussions didn't reach an end point where commercially we could reach an agreement. So I guess we've decided that, like I say, we need to take some leadership here and set the direction. So we've made a decision to go our own and set up this yard as a Roberts yard.
We've heard from some of the traditional livestock sellers from Killifatty who've expressed great sadness about the thought of the closure of that facility. Presumably this is going to cost you some customer loyalty from southern Tasmania as well, given the distance between Bridgewater and Piranha.
Yes, we've given that serious consideration, because at the end of the day, I mean, our business is derived around our customers supporting us. But it's our view that by having the type of facility we are, that it will get support. And the 160 kilometres from Bridgewater is certainly a greater distance for those stock to travel. But the vast majority of those stock are probably in that middle band. Do we go south or do we go north with a lot of that stock travelling? The other thing to consider as well, that almost all stock sold at Bridgewater is in fact freighted north to be slaughtered. Somebody has to pay for that, and at the moment, obviously, the buyers are paying for that. If that's not part of their expense in buying stock now, given the yards are very close to the slaughterhouses, we believe that that will be passed on to the sellers. So the sellers will derive a premium for their stock, and as a result, I think everybody will be a winner in this.
Well, what has been the response from the regular meat buyers who come to both the north and south sales at the moment?
Yeah, well, they're struggling to put regular representation in there if there is not significant yardings for them to buy stock from. So I think it's important that we stop that fragmentation and, in fact, bring some concentration to those yardings. So hence, greater numbers will create greater representation. Through greater representation will flow through competition and greater prices. So ultimately, I don't think there's any downside for anybody here.